For many families, Thanksgiving gets everybody involved. Mom cooks, dad carves the turkey, and the kids set the table. In the days of Jesus, 10 lepers were miraculously healed, but only one got involved enough to thank the one who had healed him. Is it any different today? Thanklessness. It's a sign of a heart that does not know the God who sustains us every minute. From Chicago's Moody Church, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Turn with us to Luke chapter 17 as Erwin Lutzer concludes his message on Just One in a Crowd, a story of 10 men healed, but only one man thankful.
What can we say about this act of praise? First of all, he did it promptly. He didn't go to the temple first and then come back. He said, even before I go to the priest, I want to come there now. And so it is that even though he left with the work of death in his heart and his deteriorating body, he was now coming back healed to give praise to God, and he did it promptly. When you and I have a crisis in our lives, we should give thanks to God immediately, promptly, because God deserves praise. Imagine, someone says, God's treasury would be overflowing if the revenue of thanks were duly paid. God loves people who praise him and thank him. So he did it promptly. He did it intensely. The Bible says that he fell on his face and with a loud voice he praised God. This is an expression of gratitude that overflowed. Nobody told him, be thankful. He was thankful and he let it show. It was also done publicly. It was done publicly. He didn't care who heard this. This was an expression of praise to God that he wanted everyone to know about. And so he is the one who stands out in the crowd. What are the bottom line? What's the bottom line here, the take home for us? Thankfulness grows best in the soil of human need. You know that it is not rich people who are thankful. Rich people do a lot of complaining, oftentimes, not always, but oftentimes. It is oftentimes the poor person who has found a sandwich. It is the poor person who has found a job. It is the poor person who gets a new set of clothes. Now, there's some real gratefulness, isn't there? And sometimes it grows out of human need, and even in the midst of human need, God intends that we be grateful for the big things, the small things, the hard things, and the easy things. God intends that we be thankful for them all. You see, your ability to praise God for your salvation is directly dependent upon your understanding of the depth of your sin before God rescued you from yourself and from eternal judgment. The more grateful we are that God saved sinners such as us, the more we will praise. John Newton wrote Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound, one of the most favorite hymns of Christendom. But he wrote it having been a slave trader and having told people that he was willing to give them a prize for some new way of sinning that he hadn't tried yet. He could curse worse than any of the other ones on that ship. And when he got saved, he knew that this was an opportunity to praise God. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. You see, it is human need that gives us the ability to really be people who praise God. And it is this man who stood out in the crowd. The others benefited. You'd think that the others would have been thankful. But there's something within us that resists gratitude. We resist it because we always think of somebody else who has more than we have. We resist gratitude because we can't see God in hard circumstances. We can only see him in blessings, not in reversals. And so we don't thank God, and we resist him and we do not give thanks as we should. And God is attracted to people who are a thankful, grateful people who return giving praise to God. Let me ask you a question. What should you do when your van is broken into and everything that is in it, and you've just filled it with Christmas presents that you were shopping and you left it for a few moments and it's broken into and it's all the windows are smashed and everything that you bought is gone? What does the true Christian do? The true Christian at that time bows his head and gives thanks to God. How do we know whether or not we're true Christians? How do you know when you lead someone to faith in Jesus Christ that they've actually come to faith in Jesus Christ and they have the assurance of salvation? We talk a lot about whether or not somebody has savingly believed on Christ, because you have all these people who believe in a general sense, but they are not converted. How do you know when someone really has been converted? It is when they spontaneously and with joy in their hearts give thanks to God for Jesus who died in their place. When that happens, you know that the miracle has taken place. It was Matthew Henry who has written a wonderful commentary on the scriptures, living, of course, many years ago. He was robbed one night. He was robbed as he was walking home. Someone overcame him and took his wallet. And that night, he wrote in his diary these words, the things for which he was thankful. He said, tonight I'm thankful for four things, that even though I was robbed, number one, I'm thankful because I was never robbed before. I mean, that's something to be thankful for. There are people, you know, who had it happen more than once. Second, I'm thankful that even though they took my wallet, they did not take my life. Praise God. You praise God. Third, although they took all that I had, it was not very much. I'm thankful for that. And then most importantly, he said, I am very grateful that it was I who was robbed and I was not the one who was doing the robbing. We can praise God for that. After all, but for the grace of God, there go I. The Bible says, whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Our big mistake is to glorify God when the sun is shining, when everything is going well, and not glorify Him with deep praise and gratitude and joy when our world is falling apart and everything that we had hoped for had collapsed. Some of you this past week expected a letter in the mail that did not arrive. Did you give thanks to God? Some of you expected good news from your doctor and you received bad news. Did you give thanks to God? Did you see God even in that situation? Blessed are those who live by gratefulness, for this is the will of God in Christ. Give thanks for everything, in everything, give thanks. Why? Because we believe that God is great enough that even though He does not do evil, that He uses it. And for the believer, every occasion is a time of thanksgiving. And no one thanks God more than someone who has been wondrously redeemed by Christ. I know that some of you have heard, perhaps many times, the story of Martin Rickert. He was a pastor in Eilenburg, Germany, actually, during the 30 Years' War. And he lived through a terrible time. In fact, during that period of time, the population of Germany went from 16 million to 6 million, not only because of the war, not only because of disease, but because of the plagues. Can you imagine? Rinkert had up to 40 funerals every single day. And it was he in the midst of that situation who wrote the lovely words, "Now thank we all our God with heart and hands and voice, who wondrous things has done, in whom the world rejoices." Now there was a man who stood out in a crowd because he knew what it was to give praise to God. Has God loosened your tongue? Are you a grateful Christian because of the wonderful things that God has done for us in Christ? And if you've never received Christ as Savior, this is your opportunity to do that, to transfer your trust to Christ who died for sinners, to cry to Him as did these lepers and say, "Lord Jesus, heal me, forgive me," that you too might be one who glorifies God with deep and lasting joyful praise. Let's pray together. Our Father, we want to thank you today for this man who returned to give praise to God, not just because his body was healed of leprosy, but I believe also because his soul was healed of sin. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you're able to do both. And we come to you today not because we are lepers, but because we are sinners, and we come to receive, and we come to say, "Oh Father, create within us that grateful heart that we might be a people who honor you." Now, for those of you who have never trusted Christ as Savior, even where you are seated, you can transfer your trust to Him. You can believe on Him and be saved. Father, may we leave here today rejoicing because our names are written in heaven. We ask in your name. Amen. Yes, my friend, you can find out whether or not your name is written in heaven. As you come to God through Jesus Christ and receive His salvation, you can be sure that your name is there. But our topic, of course, is Thanksgiving, and that's what is on our minds today, is Thanksgiving, as the message indicated. And sometimes we as Christians talk about how elusive the will of God is. We spend a lot of time trying to find God's will that is so mysterious. Well, I'm going to help you today because the Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you." Now, there's something you can do that explicitly in the Scriptures is spoken of and described as the will of God. If you're a grateful person, if you're the kind of person who is grateful for everything, even the pains of life and the disappointments of life, because you believe that God is ultimately greater than whatever it is that is causing you such harm. If you're a grateful person, you are doing God's will. Let's decide that today we will do it.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Dr. Erwin Lutzer has concluded Just One in a Crowd, the story of a thankful leper. Tomorrow, join us as we begin a new series from the Psalms, a series that tells us what happens when God shows Himself. Running to Win comes to you from Chicago's Moody Church to help you understand God's roadmap for your race of life. Today's message can be yours on CD, cassette, or MP3. For full information, call toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about Just One in a Crowd when you call. Visit our website at runningtowin.org. And don't forget, Running to Win is supported by listeners like you. This is Dave McAllister. Join us tomorrow for a new series on our next Running to Win.